Good Tuesday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. In our fast-paced world, we have a tendency to move on quickly from one major event to the next. Does Good Friday and Easter already seem like a long time ago, even though it's only been a few days? My guess is it wasn't quite that way in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. How would you describe what you imagine was the mood, the conversations, the activities of people in the days immediately following that Passover weekend of the crucifixion and unexplainable resurrection of Jesus? The disciple John tells us that the disciple Thomas had not been with the other disciples on that resurrection Sunday evening when Jesus suddenly joined them in the room where they had gathered with doors and windows shuttered out of fear of what might happen to them if the religious leaders rounded them up. I'm guessing it was Monday, or certainly by Tuesday, that Thomas reconnected with some of those disciples, and they tried to explain to Thomas what they had experienced with the resurrected Jesus encounter that resurrection Sunday evening. Thomas was a bit of a skeptic. I'm grateful for his honesty and caution. In fact, he boldly, bluntly said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." John chapter 20, verse 25. Now, wait a minute. John was the only disciple at the cross, an eyewitness to watching those nails driven into Jesus' hands and that spear thrust into his side. Yes, Mary, Jesus' mother, and Mary Magdalene and some other women were also at the cross, but Thomas was not. So how could Thomas talk with such confidence about the nail marks and the spear wound? Seems to me he must have heard the report from the only people he knew and trusted who were eyewitnesses, John and the Marys. Seems Thomas believed their crucifixion story to be true. Let's remember, friends, that the horrificness of crucifixion was a very public and fairly frequent spectacle the Romans used to restrain crime all across the Roman Empire. Thomas and the others had likely seen beaten criminals hanging like raw meat on crosses several times before, unlike most societies in the world today where executions are private events. It's very reasonable to me that Thomas would use that criteria for believing Jesus was actually alive again after such a brutal death. What about you? Jesus did what he often does, even today. Jesus waited once Thomas had proclaimed his criteria for belief. Not an hour or a day, but several days. Does that frustrate you about God? Do you wish God was more responsive to your requests or needs or even expectations? Jesus waited until the following Sunday, one full week after his resurrection, before Jesus responded to Thomas. Have you thought much about the conversations Thomas had with the other disciples and the women, especially Mary, Jesus' mother, during those days? Finally, they were together again, and John alone gives us a glimpse into that experience. Come on, let's join them. John records what he saw in only four verses, John 20, verse 26 to 29. The exact place isn't important, but what is important is that all the disciples and probably the women were together again in one place 1 week after resurrection, and they had the doors and windows locked for self-protection and privacy. I see two important things here. Sundays were becoming a pattern for gathering together to remember Jesus' resurrection, and I presume discuss what they had learned from Jesus. That's a very big deal. The Jewish Sabbath was Saturday. Sunday was a normal workday. But these friends of Jesus were starting a new trend, which continues around the world to this day. Meet on Sunday to honor, celebrate, and worship the resurrected Jesus, if he is your Savior and Lord. The second thing I see is that they were still very anxious about what people might do to them who were known to be Jesus' closest friends. May I ask, no matter where you live in the world, are you concerned about what people might do to you because of the relationship they believe you have with Jesus? John tells us that though the doors and windows were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." John 20, verse 26. No, I can't explain that, can you? Obviously, Jesus' resurrected body had the ability to suddenly appear and disappear. It had the ability to enter a room with doors and windows locked. But then again, Jesus is God, So I'm very willing to embrace the unexplainable when Jesus is involved. What about you? I have no doubt their mouths dropped open. They may have grabbed each other, perhaps running to the corners of the room at the sudden sight of the resurrected Jesus. Thomas was there this time, and Jesus spoke right to Thomas. Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. John 20, verse 27. Now, clearly, Jesus' emaciated body had been healed in his resurrection. But still, God allowed hand scars, and maybe even a scar with a deep indentation in Jesus' side, to remain, enough that Thomas could both see and feel the place where the nails and spear had penetrated Jesus' crucified body. Yes, Thomas stepped forward. And yes, Thomas touched those places on Jesus' body. And then Thomas spoke the words Jesus longs for every skeptic to speak after an encounter with Jesus. My Lord and my God, John 20, verse 28. What do you think Thomas was proclaiming? I think Thomas was affirming what Peter had said to Jesus at Caesarea Philippi and what Martha had declared at Lazarus' tomb. Jesus is God incarnate, both before crucifixion and after his resurrection. And Thomas was declaring his submission to Jesus as his Lord and Master. Jesus' response is for Thomas and all who believe in Jesus. Because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me, yet have believed. John 20, 29. Is that you, my Walking with Jesus friends? Have you fully believed in all the truth about Jesus, even though you haven't seen him? Have you declared him to be God the Son, and your Savior, and Lord, and Master? If not, why not? If yes, how is your life evidence of that relationship you have with Jesus? Oh my, we have so much to consider today, and I'll be here tomorrow waiting for you.